Hello?
Sir, good afternoon. This is Michael. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm sorry, I'm speaking to Zachary Hagstrom.
Yes.
Hi, Zachary. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good myself. Thank you for asking. And thank you also for reactivating your service with us. I believe you just spoke with Tina earlier today.
Yeah.
You reactivated SEO, but at the same time, you also upgraded for a Google Verified campaign. So that's also one thing I'm calling in. So anyway, my name is Michael again. I was your actually assigned as your account manager, so I would be the one who's going to help you as well moving forward, giving you updates, and also to call you if there's any other pending items that we needed from you. Is this a good time that we can? Yep, then we can go ahead and proceed with your duty. Okay, perfect. So what we're going to do here, again, I'm calling more about the Google Verify or the paper we can tentatively see, Tina already gave you some information about it, like how it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. So again, we're going to create your local service as profile, which is the Google Verify campaign. So as part of that, Google will have to perform a business background check. This one includes verifying your license, insurance, and also your identity. So in this call, I'll be going to collect some basic information.
Yeah.
So that way we can get started.
I was trying to fill out some of it earlier. I don't have my license and stuff number right now. I was trying to get in touch with my accountant earlier. She has all of that, and I was not able to get in touch with her.
Well, I see. When you didn't get in touch with her, are you referring to Tina or are you referring to the one?
My accountant.
Accountant, okay, I'm so sorry. Well, yeah, we can definitely go ahead and we can get a hold of that one, but we can send it right now. So we can just proceed with the other information instead.
Okay.
So for, yep, I just wanted to ask, what year was your business established?
2023.
Okay, thank you. How many field workers do you currently have?
None, just myself.
Okay. Thank you. And I'm afraid that you're the sole owner of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay. And by any chance, do you have, like, your EIN number handy?
Yes,
or?
I know that.
Okay. Okay, great. What is it, then?
It's 92161-4949.
Okay, let me confirm that would be 92161-4949, is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, great. So now let's talk about the service areas that you like us to target. Are we going to use the same areas that we're targeting for your SEO, or do you have any, like, preferred zip code? Or preferred
no, it's just, I guess, the same.
The same, okay. Well, if you can always add more later, actually, sir. So if you think you would like to specify, then yeah, we could definitely do that. And then some of the info on compliance, I guess what you said, we can skip the license at the moment. I believe that you also have a copy of your certificate of insurance, so technically we would definitely ask you to email or text it to us. I'll get to send you also a sample so you know exactly how you need or how it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So sir, for the background check details, Google requires a few personal information. So let's start with your full legal name.
It's Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
And then Michael is my middle name.
Mm-hmm.
And then my last name, Hagstrom.
Thank you. And what about your date of birth?
11-15-90.
Thank you. That's November 15, 1990, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So for the social security number, if you're not comfortable giving it over the phone, you also have an option to actually fill it out during the application, like in the application form, if that's going to work.
I can give it to you now. I don't care.
Okay. You sure I'm ready?
019.
Mm-hmm.
74. 7190.
Okay, let me confirm your name is 019-747-190, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. I think the only one we have pending here is a license number. So far, this is the only thing that I need so we can get started in pulling up and creating your profile. So I'll mm-hmm. begin building out your ad profile and submit the information directly to Google. So just a heads up for the time frame. So the background check process normally takes anywhere from a few days to 4 to 6 weeks max. It depends as well on the state's processing time. So mm-hmm. once done, you're gonna receive an email stating about the budget activation as well. Because of course, you need to complete everything here before we start the campaign, and that's when you start activating it with the budget that you agreed with here. So you will receive an email from me shortly as well today. This includes us asking for the certificate of insurance. So you can just reply with that email with those documents, and I'll be happy to definitely send it to them directly to Google. And okay. for the background check, once the profile is created, then that's when we're going to send you another SMS or email. So that's what we call an evidence link. Uh-huh. So it's more about you filling out a form, submitting, and uploading as well your personal identification. Again, everything is safe, and this will always go directly to Google. So that one normally takes, 4 to 6 weeks, as mentioned earlier. That would really take longer, but it depends on what we just need by the same time. So at the moment, I'll make sure to create your profile and submit this information to Google. And if you have those information about your license, then feel free to send it over to us via email.
Okay. I should have it by tomorrow. I don't know why she didn't call me back today, but hopefully mm-hmm. tomorrow I'll have it.
Okay, no problem. At least I have most of the things that we need. So the only one we have pending is the license number, and that's totally fine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, do you have any other questions aside from these one or about Google Verified campaign?
No. I mean, I pretty much got the rundown of it from Tina, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, perfect then. All right, I'll make sure to keep you updated. So again, my name is Michael. I'm your account manager, so hope you would definitely expect a call from me anytime soon. Again, thank you for your time. I'll make sure to follow up with you in the next couple of days to check in. And we should have a great one again, okay?
Thank you.
Take care as well. You have a great one. Bye-bye.
Bye.